why a raven is like a writing desk.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here.
My response to that is both profound and meaningful. Get your hair cut.
Shop at Toys R Us. Doesn't have to fight the Christmas rush. He's never out of stock with even the hottest toys and games. It's easy. Nothing in his sack he really made. No one gets forgotten Christmas Day. So if you want to know how he gets it done in the nick of time, it's easy.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to make a 64-bit video system out of wood?
Oh, let me tell you, it ain't easy.
No kidding, tell me about it.
All you need is elves. All you need is elves.
We're non-union labor.
All you need is elves. Love. Elves are all you need.
Nothing you can know, not much is known. Cause no one's ever caught one in his home. They're never really seen, but that doesn't mean that they're make-believe. They're teensy.
Hey, watch where you're stepping, you big freak.
All you need is elves. All you need is elves.
We're too short for Space Mountain.
All you need is elves. Elves are all you need. 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 Elves are all you need.
Merry meet, and welcome to episode 20 of Pennies in the Well, a very special Mad Hatter episode. Wow, I've made it to 20 episodes. Nah, who's surprised? I'm not surprised. Are you surprised? Maybe a little. No need to tell me. So this is, as you have undoubtedly already guessed, going to be another whacked out musical episode. A whacked out Mad Hatter musical episode, nonetheless. I am Saturn, your crazy host, and I hope that you enjoy tonight's music. Tonight will not have, if you've listened to Zombiepalooza, will not be quite like that in the idea that there are no ads, no extra zaniness going on. This is going to be all crazy holiday December music all the time, except for when I take a little break to tell you what music it is that you've been listening to. So if you're stuck at work, or stuck at home, or just want to listen to something that isn't quite so, well, gentle and heartwarming and all those lovely things, then I hope that you enjoy some of this music. This is some of my favorite holiday music. Honestly, swear to God, it really is. And I found some new special holiday music this time around going on Music Alley. So we have a fair amount of Bob Rivers, because Bob Rivers and Christmas and music is just fabulous. And go buy music. please buy the music. If you love any of these songs, go find them, go buy them. I've put what links I can find on the show notes, but also just do some searches on iTunes or Music Alley or online, and I am sure that you will find them. We also have some selection from South Park, and as I mentioned, there's some from Music Alley as well. So that first song that you heard was Elves by Bob Rivers, and now let's go and head into the next section, and it's going to be starting off with one that I found on Music Alley, and it's called A Pirate Christmas, and it's by Tom Smith. I'm laughing because there had to be a Pirate Christmas. If there could be pirate zombies, there had to be A Pirate Christmas, and I am so freaking glad that I found it. So I hope you enjoy it, and following that, there will be The Restroom Door Said Gentleman, also by Bob Rivers.
We three kings of Orient are.
All right, mates. One, two, a one, two, three.
Swab the decks with boughs of holly. Fa da la 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 la. Hoist the Roger if it's jolly. Fa da la 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 la. Don we now our pirate trappings. Fa da la 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 la.
Caught me peg leg in these wrappings.
Fa da la 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 la.
From the port side to the starboard, and from transom to bow, we are covered with invading bivalves. They latched on when we were harbored, and nobody knows how to remove them and get the ship clear.
Barnacles, barnacles, give me a friggin' damn crowbar. Barnacles, barnacles, soon they will eat this whole bay.
Said the lookout to the bosun's mate,
do you hear what I hear?
Are what I are. Oh cannonball, oh cannonball, I'll shoot you through the stockade wall.
All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth. Me two front teeth. Me two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is me two front teeth. Oh, we don't even have to change that one.
My captain told me pa-rum-pa-pum.
Rum!
Rum or rum?
I'm trying to sing you, sweet.
He likes rum! Fine, fine. You better watch out. You better not cry. Get the rum out. I'm telling you why. Captain Jack is coming to town.
He walks with a list. Talks a good game, blade, kiss, or fist, it's always the same. Captain Jack is coming to town. He seizes any treasure, for rum and wenches too. He knows if you've been bad or good,
and either one will do.
Don't follow his lead, it's gonna get grim. The only survivor likely is him. Captain Jack is coming to town. Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for loot and wine and beer. Santa, bring your big old bag. We want treasure, we want swag. Want a map from some old book.
Me, I want a brand new hook.
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
I saw the captain kissing Santa Claus down below the bulwark late last night. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Are the herald angels singing? Here's a letter from the king.
Up in the crow's nest, it's my watch, keeping warm with rum and scotch. Icy winds and freezing sleet, too darn slippery to keep my feet. Yo ho ho, who wouldn't go? No problem.
Silent night, holy night, shush the cat. Douse the light round the back. The door is
isn't locked. Grab their stuff, we'll go get it hot. Sleep in heavenly peace. The constable's palms have been greased.
All right, yes, swabs, big finish.
Dashing through the snow is something we ain't done, because we never go away from tropic sun.
Keep your cold and ice.
We think it's kind of dumb.
We've got our Christmas paradise with beaches, girls, and rum. Our jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to sail the Caribbean today. Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas on the sea. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, a Santa's life for me. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, a Santa's life for me.
Merry Christmas, matey.
And a happy new...
Arr!
The restroom door said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I'd been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. 'Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
Was Christmas Here on Mars by Bubble. Yes, Mars. If we couldn't sneak in a little aliens into our Yippie Yule musical lunacy, really, what kind of fun would we be having? And I know it's really sad that I don't have a good Zombiepalooza type name for this, but it was all about the music, not about the name. So I hope you enjoy this next set of songs. It's all about the car.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode it black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode it black. Police rode it black. Police rode it black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I blew, I blew a 2.1.
Space is hard to find during Christmas season. Looking all around the lot, some place you can squeeze in. When you finally find a place, you'll be disappointed. It's set aside for handicapped, specially anointed.
This one's marked for compact cars, not my big rear-ender.
Some Yugo owner's shopping cart scratched Arcadi's fender.
Begin!
When that Beamer cuts in front, swerving while you linger. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, put down that middle finger.
Oh, look, he's waving at us.
Oh, hello, my good man, hello.
Hello.
Is he from the yacht club here?
I don't know. He's signaling something.
It's, no, you're number one, you're number one.
How lovely.
Parking space is hard to find in the Christmas season. All you do is drive around, no one's ever leaving. When you finally reach the store, your heart is filled with sorrow. They kill the lights and lock the doors.
Sorry, we're closed up already.
Try again tomorrow.
Oh, please let me in.
Sorry, lady.
But I finally found a parking spot.
Really?
Come again tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Hark how the cocktails seem to flow. Gin, Tanqueray, more Chardonnay. Christmas is here, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo Gold. Don't be the dink, watch what you drink. Don't be the dork, don't pop the cork.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a dick. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a button. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's.
Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a dick. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive.
she's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizz, it's like the fishes. You will land your britches in the ditches.
Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a dick.
Don't drink and drive.
And welcome back to the Whacked Out Yule Mix, or whatever the heck we're calling this particular set. So those were... The Police Stopped My Car, which is a Bob Rivers song, and then a song that, my Google foo failed me, and I don't actually know who did it for sure. I'm guessing it's a Bob Rivers song, but I couldn't find the title, and I couldn't find the artist, and I'm a complete failure. But it's still a fun song, so it is included for your listening a pleasure. And if anyone does know it, please let me know, and I will change my show notes, though of course it won't make it into the podcast, and that is very sad. And then concluded all of the drinking and the driving with Carol of the Drunks, which is also a Bob Rivers song. So, you know, well, we're going to continue our set with... Can you guess? Can you guess? I bet you can. It's a Bob Rivers song with the Santa Who Looked a Lot Like Elvis. And then we have some South Park fun for you. So I hope you enjoy.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Take a look at the double chin, he's weighing about 310, with golden chains and sequin belt below. There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, down at the Kmart store. But the scariest sight to see is that jolly VIP in a pompadour. A pair of blue suede boots and a beard with black roots and a face you knew way back when. A drawl in his talk and a swagger and walk and the hips that wiggled back then. My mom and dad can barely wait to see the king again.
He's a Santa who sounds a lot like Elvis.
There's that faint peanut butter smell whenever he says Noel. Those lips are always twitching to and fro.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Soon the band will start, and the thing that would pleasure Bing is a carol by the king right here in Kmart.
You ain't nothing but a reindeer, flying all the time. You ain't nothing but a reindeer, flying all the time. Well, you ain't never brought a present and you ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, we're here every day from 2 to 4. Hey, if you want to feed the reindeer, just leave them a peanut butter and banana sandwich and they'll eat it later.
He's the Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Signs you can't ignore.
Well, I'll help him a few pounds.
It's the wackiest sight to see. Buddy Holly's on his knee.
Well, you're a skinny little fella, aren't you?
And I'm almost sure it's Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Okay, children, gather around. Now, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to Oh Holy Night, we're going to use a little shock therapy. I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Who wants the prod?
Me. I want.
Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet.
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready...
What was that for? I didn't screw up.
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
Sorry, Mr. Garrison. This is a brightly shining It is the name of our dear Savior's babe. Oh, holy name. It is the name with the Christmas trees and pears.
Those aren't the words, Eric.
This Jesus was born, and so we give praise. Okay, fall on your knees and hear the angels' voices. Oh, native.
Very nice, Eric.
Missed
it.
Damn, Cartman.
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French words.
What?
Well, I tell you what. Maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around. String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone.
Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Mao Zedong is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
Oh? A Tannenbaum!
Yes, a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kinda glad that I fell, cause it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks swell. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Gene Siskel's head, just watch his weenie grow.
For one day we all stop burning, and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops as we wait for old St. Nick. So string up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity, but for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell.
Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time in hell.
Merry Christmas, Movie House!
Yes, that was South Park's Oh Holy Night, followed by Christmas Time in Hell, which, I mean, how can it not warm the cockles of your heart? It's warming the cockles of everyone's heart because they're burning in hell. And what could be better for a pagan Christmas than burning in hell? Because it makes zero fabulous sense, which I love. So our next song for you, I'm so delighted to have found it. It is The 12 Strippers of Christmas by Reiko KRB. I really hope you enjoy. No, I don't hope you enjoy. I know you're going to enjoy, because if you're listening to this, you're already a whacked out nut job, and this will totally suit you as it suits me in that it's so wrong. It's so wrong. It's right. Oh, joyful, 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 Lord, we adore thee. God of mercy, Lord above. That psychotic moment is brought to you by the cooler of Granny Smith apple cider. Mm-hmm. Tasty and wacky. All right then, enjoy.
Live from the North Pole, it is Reiko KRB with Wilbur the Elf with a special song for you.
And on the first day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me my very first STD. Damn it, on the second day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me dances 2-for-1 and my very first STD. It was the third day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me overpriced house vodka dances 2-for-1 and my very first STD. And on the fourth day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me four girls on that pole, overpriced vodka and dances 2-for-1 and my very first STD. And on the fifth day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 5 silicone dreams, 4 girls on a pole, overpriced vodka and dances 2-for-1 and my very first STD. And on the sixth day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me no sex, 4 champagne, 5 silicone dreams,
overpriced in a solo, 4 girls on a pole, overpriced vodka and dances 2-for-1
and my very first STD. And on the seventh day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 silicone dreams, 4 girls on my pole, dances 2-for-1, overpriced vodka, and I switched them, damn it. My very first STD? And on the eighth day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 8 friction dances, 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 silicone dreams. 4 girls on a pole, over a stock of hand, dances 2-for-1,
and my very first STD.
And on the ninth day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 9 now ex-girlfriends, 8 friction dances, 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 silicone dreams. 4 girls on my pole, over a stock of hand, dances 2-for-1,
and my very first STD.
On the 10th day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 10 eviction letters, 9 now ex-girlfriends, 8 friction dances, 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 nipple rings.
Ouch, my nipple.
4 girls on a pole, first house vodka and dances 2-for-1, and my very first STD. And on the 11th day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me insufficient funds, 10 eviction letters, 9 now ex-girlfriends, 8 friction dances, 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 silicone dreams, 4 girls on a pole, overpriced vodka and dances 3-for-1,
and my very first STD.
And on the 12th day of Christmas, a stripper gave to me 12 phony numbers, insufficient funds, 10 eviction letters, 9 now ex-girlfriends, 8 friction dances, 7 slutty trannies, no sex for champagne, 5 silicone dreams, and 4 girls on a pole, over his house vodka, and dances 2-for-1,
and my very first STD.
I said,
my very first STD.
Brought to you by Binary Star Music.
Was that a little too chipper for you? A little too high-pitched? I can take care of that.
I am Santa Claus!
Flying through the snow, can you hear him? Ho, ho, ho. He's so full of cheer, only has to work one day a year. Children in their beds, visions of sugar plums fill their heads. So many kids out there, Santa must be a billionaire. Yeah.
And that was Bob Rivers' I Am Santa Claus, followed by another Dick in the Mall, also Bob Rivers. And then Linus and Lucy by Jelly, spelled with an I, not a Y, and with periods in between every letter. I hope you enjoyed our little kind of strong rock feel we had going there, because we're going to slip into something a little lighter, a little more, I don't know, you might say country. Well, not the first one. The first song you're going to hear is the Dreidel Song, which is from South Park. But then we're going to get a little trashy, a little bit of country trash down south, redneckish kind of thing going on. So you've now been warned.
Okay, Ike, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hey, Cartman, we're playing dreidel. You want to try?
Sure.
Here's a little dreidel that's not made of clay. But I'm not gonna play with it, cause dreidel's freaking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, fat ass! Jews play stupid games. Jews, that's why they're lame.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
Jews,
I made you out of clay.
Play stupid games.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
Jews,
with dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
What's going on?
Oh, it's that Hanukkah thing. It's so amazing. You spin this thing on the ground and it goes round and round. I could watch it all day.
Let me try.
I'll try to make it spin. It fell, I'll try again.
Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Play stupid
dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play.
That's why the
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
play stupid
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
stupid
dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, how precious. You boys are all playing dreidel. Now you know that dreidel is a time-honored tradition for the Hebrew people.
Yes, we know, Miss Bobnowski. It's so very interesting.
Now, when you want to make the dreidel spin, our people always win, keep spinning more. To make the dreidel spin,
play stupid game. That's why they're lame.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, everybody. Say, can I join in?
Sure. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall everybody. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Hey, stupid dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. With dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
Courtney Cox, I love you. You're so hot on that show.
Dad?
Courtney Cox.
Dad? We're singing about a dreidel.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk about this later, Cheryl.
About your old friend Mr. Claus and a Christmas shot to hell. Well, you ain't getting nothing. Yeah, you're gonna get screwed again. Cause Mrs. Claus is a goner and Santa's doing 5 to 10. They're in the county jail.
A most unfortunate thing.
The doggone thing. Well, Santa was a pushing candy downtown at the fire hall, and Mrs. Claus was a pimping them elves right there at the Christmas ball. Well, the sheriff got suspicious when the reindeer pranced through town with gold chains on their antlers that must have weighed 20 pounds. They're in the county jail.
Most unusual thing.
So take that.
the doggone thing. Well, Santa, he got busted by the boys at the DEA. And Mrs. Claus and the ho-hos got hauled off with the sleigh. Well, Rudolph's nose was glaring when they dragged the Claus gang in. And the tinsel took the flying when they took the little thing. And they're in the county jail.
A most unfortunate thing.
Yes, Santa got his ass whooped and you ain't getting another doggone thing. And you ain't getting another doggone thing. Yeah, Santa got his ass whooped, and you ain't getting another doggone thing.
Oh, come on, Daddy. That's the same crap you told us last year.
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying, "Hey!
Who put the dick on the snowman?" And embarrassed the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Who put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me?
You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Grandma's standing in the kitchen where the mistletoe's hung. Be careful, she ain't wearing her teeth, and she might try to slip you the tongue. Singing Silent Night in the bathroom, Grandpa forgets his robe. Bubba sniffing glue over in the corner, shaking up an old NASCAR snow globe. My sister Sue was merry at the Walmart nativity, but she got fired today. She and a wise man were under the manger, taking a roll in the hay. The phone rings, Daddy was DUI. Mama commences to cuss. She says, "Ed, you better go down and fetch your pa. You're the least drunk of any of us." It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine. And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. Tapes green skull cans up on the fridge. It's a perfect holiday wreath. And then he announces to us he's fixing to run off with a Catholic priest. Mama lets out a scream and chases him down, whacks his head with a broom. Uncle Earl's quietly cooking up cheer, crystal meth in the back bedroom. It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine. And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. We're unwrapping cartons of Camels and unloading cases of beer. It's just like when Burlive sings, the most wonderful time of the year.
So what we done had there was we had a Jerry Springer Christmas by The Essentials from Music Alley, then the Dick on the Snowman, which is a Bob Rivers song, followed by Christmas Eve in the Trailer Park by Bill Kahler, K-A-H-L-E-R. So thank God we're getting away from the country now, and we're going to go walking around in some women's underwear with Bob Rivers. But before that, let me remind you that there is actually a contest on the go. It is going until January 31st, and to take part in the contest, all you need to do is email penniesinthewell@gmail.com with contest entry as your subject line, and in the body of it, tell me what aspect or part of nature makes you feel the most magical. Tell me that, and it can't be that it's all of nature, and you are in the draw for a, I think it's called fairy magic, fairy herb magic. You know, if I'd been more organized, I would have had it in front of me, but I talked about it last show, so, you know, this is a Mad Hatter episode. I'm allowed to be a little bit off the cuff and more than a tad out of my mind. Who needs a mind? In fact, maybe the next contest after this one will be for my mind. Do you think anyone would go for that? Do you think I could have a contest and people would actually want to have my mind and I could have theirs and we could do a Freaky Friday trade? It could be totally awesome, dude. Totally freaking awesome. But in the meantime, let's just exchange underwear, shall we? Walking around in women's underwear.
Lacey thinks the wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacey things missing, didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose. Walking around in women's underwear. Walking around in women's underwear. Outside was whitening, till the dog did something frightening. He's got no other place to go. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
And he doesn't show signs of stopping, as he sniffs around, he's dropping. You see him everywhere you go.
In the snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
When he finally goes outside, he'll be frolicking round in the storm.
Kitty Mark and I are with pride. You can tell by the steam that it's warm.
When the snow begins its thawing, it reveals those puppy drawings. He's a frisky little pooch, Van Gogh. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
Come here, Yeller. Come on, boy. Good doggy. Oh, not on Frosty.
He'll be marking our yard with pride. You can tell by the steam that it's warm. Well, he's happy and his tail starts wagging. But the snowman's left side is sagging. There's a little puddle right below. Yellow snow, yellow snow.
Ding dong merrily on cold, in the fridge the cheese is minging, because it is so very old, it makes our soul start singing. Cheesy bugger, cheesy, cheesy bugger, cheesy, 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 a right hand cheesy bugger. It smells like a pair of my old pants, and is twice as unattractive. It causes frothing at the mouth, because it's radioactive. Cheesy bugger, cheesy, cheesy bugger, cheesy, 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 a Rankin cheesy bugger. It is turning green and blue. Our rank is staying, not dying. We're still searching for a clue as to how long it's been lying. Cheesy bugger, cheesy, cheesy bugger, cheesy, 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 a Rankin cheesy bugger. We took it to some scientists to try and to destroy it. They told us to make up some toast and try best to enjoy it. Cheesy bugger, cheesy, cheesy bugger, cheesy, 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 a Rankin cheesy bugger. I must admit it wasn't bad, was quite like Gorgonzola. I flushed it merrily away when Christmas Eve was over. Cheesy bugger, cheesy, cheesy bugger, cheesy, 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 a Rankin cheesy bugger. Late one frozen Christmas night, while the cattle were lowing, I opened up my Christmas fridge, and another cheese was growing. A cheesy brother, little cheesy brother, little cheesy, 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 a Rankin cheesy brother.
You know, I'm not even entirely certain that that last song is a Christmas song, but I'd like to think so. That was Cheesy Cheesy by The Martians. Yes, Cheesy Cheesy by The Martians. Go figure. And before that was Yellow Snow by Bob Rivers. Now, we're almost towards the end of the show. We've got a couple more songs to go. And I just want to say that I really do hope that you are enjoying the wackiness of my favorite songs. And these next two are just gentle reminders that when you're dealing with your world and with your life, that you can take a totally different take on certain things. I mean, really, this whole episode is about that, about taking the usual, the standard, the typical, the familiar, and giving it a slight twist, and thereby making it something new and different and enjoyable in a whole new way. And so I hope you enjoy these next two songs, the first one of which, I know, Bob Rivers. But what can I say? The guy has put out fabulous music. And this particular one is Wreck the Malls. And the second one after that, well, I'm going to let you enjoy hearing it, because if you haven't heard it before, it should best be heard without the title first, so that you can really enjoy it as the meaning of it unfolds before you.
My friend Charlie.
Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Pride to Kmart on his Harley.
Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tamper with their Muzak system. Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Trade something for Twisted Sister. Ba-da-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that!
And every hungry child is gonna spy
to see if chipmunks really sing when they fry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks, because they're oh so tiny, and they ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights, Dave?
Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes, from chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew.
I'm not really sad that it ended this way, furry chipmunks. Screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
I just love chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Yes, Bob Rivers. It's just one of my all-time favorite songs. So I hope that you've enjoyed this little trip through the land of my psychotic Yuletide songs. Most of these were ones that a friend of mine shared with me many, many, many years ago. And so each year I pull them out like cherished, fond memories and listen to them. And the cockles of my heart are warmed in the most wonderful way. And I can't believe I've used cockles, I think, twice in this episode. How can you use cockles that many times in one episode? It's unfathomable. Ooh, unfathomable. Now that's a fun word. So I only have one more song for you. So thank you very much for downloading the show, though I think this one is as hopefully as much for your enjoyment as it is mine, which they all should be realistically. It should never really be for my own enjoyment. Then that would be podcast masturbation, which I'm really not that into. I prefer the orgy effect of podcasts where it's many, many, many shared experiences in one way. And this has gone decidedly off topic, so I'm just gonna say the usual stuff that you can find me on iTunes and Podcast Alley and Podbean and penniesinthewell.com, and feel free to leave a comment anywhere and email me at penniesinthewell@gmail.com if you want to yell, scream, weep, cry, laugh, or otherwise ensue some kind of mayhem, because, you know, as a Mad Hatter, I love mayhem. Mayhem is definitely where it's at. So we have one final song for you tonight, and it seemed like a kind of appropriate... I couldn't pick which one was the most appropriate to send you out on, so we're going to go with a little South Park and a little Merry Fucking Christmas. So have an absolutely fabulous holiday, and if I don't get another chance to put out a show before Yule hits, a very yippee Yule to you all, a blessed holiday. Find time for yourself, for your loved ones, for everything and everyone in your world that you care for. I hope you have a wonderful and joyous season. Deep and wild blessings to you.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and stay. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and... Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do, so let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas to you! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Daoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas! Thank you, Mr. Hand.